From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. BP hopes to make big improvements to its oil collection systems at the blown-out well this weekend. It is waiting for federal approval to install some new equipment on the seafloor. NPR's Richard Harris has more.
The plan is for BP to remove the leaky cap that's been collecting oil from the top of the blown-out well and replace it with one that will bolt down to form a tight seal. This is an involved process, likely to take several days. It involves unbolting the stub of a pipe that's currently at the top of the blowout preventer and bolting on a new device. It, in turn, would be connected to a valve system that would be able to convey oil to ships on the sea surface. If it works as planned, this system could collect all the oil currently coming out of the blown-out well. But during the switchover process, the flow of oil into the Gulf could actually increase. BP is hoping to plug the well with cement later this month. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Authorities have pulled two bodies from the Delaware River in Philadelphia today. The two were missing after a sightseeing boat and a barge collided on the river on Wednesday. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Elizabeth Fiedler reports.
The crew used a large crane to pull the duck boat from the river. When the barge carrying the damaged boat started to move, a body that may have been lodged under the barge floated to the surface, prompting gasps and cries from the crowd gathered along the river. Just the sight of the retrieved duck boat was a lot for Philadelphia resident Lali Harangi to deal with. He's originally from Hungary, as were many of the boat accident victims.
There's something, you feel like you want to throw up because you know what happened over there. You know what happened with that boat, and it's just terrible. It's just terrifying. Just think about those families who lost someone here.
The accident is now under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.
A plane thought to be carrying individuals the U.S. received in trade for 10 spies sent back to Moscow is reported to have landed at Dulles International Airport outside Washington. The U.S. and Russia quickly agreed to what is being billed as the biggest spy swap since the Cold War. Mark Stout is a former CIA employee who now works as a historian at the International Spy Museum. He says the case is notable for how quickly the two countries agreed to a deal.
Traditionally, these things have taken years to negotiate, and I think the fact that they were able to do this in just a matter of days and weeks indicates that the nature of the U.S.-Russian relationship is one where they really, both sides, want to get things like this out of the way and dealt with.
Official says the decision to move against the individuals accused of spying the U.S. was made amid indications some might be considering leaving the country. Stocks were able to continue a four-day rally that has included the market's biggest gain since May. All the major stock market indexes moving higher today ahead of next week's anticipated earnings news. The Dow was up 59 points to close at 10,198. The Nasdaq closed up 21 points. This is NPR. A diabetes drug made by giant GlaxoSmithKline PLC is coming under fire. Regulators on both sides of the Atlantic now say they are looking at the diabetes pill Avandia. More than 700 pages of documents released to the public ahead of a hearing later this month show scientists at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration deeply divided over potential heart risks associated with the drug. In London, the European Medicines Agency is also looking at Avandia's risks and benefits. The NBA's Miami Heat will hold a Welcome to Miami event tonight for new free agent stars LeBron James and Chris Bosh. James announced last night he's leaving Cleveland to come to Miami and join Bosh and veteran Heat star Dwayne Wade. James' announcement reverberated through the league today, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The NBA reportedly gave the go-ahead for Miami to hold tonight's free public event, even though the three stars, James, Bosh, and Wade, haven't finalized their new contracts. The players are taking less money for the chance to play together, although less is a relative term considering the millions still coming their way. Newcomers James and Bosh also will benefit from Florida's lack of an income tax. The state's other NBA team, the Orlando Magic, took a few shots at its beefed-up rival in Miami. Magic coach Stan Van Gundy called James' attention grabbing TV special last night a parody. Orlando general manager Otis Smith was quoted as saying he was surprised James went to Miami because, in Smith's words, the great ones went on their own. Several players defended James against the blistering attack by Cleveland owner Dan Gilbert, who called James' decision cowardly and disloyal. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Oil prices were up for a third straight session. Crude oil futures rose 65 cents a barrel to end the session at $76.09 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.